Hi guys, and welcome to Road to Forex, where we discuss everything in relation to the foreign exchange. Of course, I am your host Alex. Without further ado, let's get stuck into today's episode.
The title of this episode could not be more true, because what I'm going over here, everyone gets wrong. Truly, they do. It's a very small number of people that I have ever talked to that go, yeah, I would do this. And it's because they have so much experience, and every single one of those people are profitable in the market. And one of the reasons that they're profitable is because they do what we are about to discuss here today. Now, before we get into that, if you want to sign up to Patreon to actually get an education, you know, that's not going to blow you out of the water, of course, you can sign up. Link is in the description. If you do want mentorship one-on-one with me, you actually want to be profitable, you actually want to have an income, you know, go to Thailand like me or Bali, then roadtoforex.com. Okay, let's get into it. So you can trade multiple markets, and it's not only you can trade multiple markets, but you should. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know I can trade multiple markets. I can trade crypto if I want. I can trade Forex or whatever. Hear me out. It gets deeper than that, I promise you. Because when people first dive into trading, and as I said, this goes along for a very large period of time, they often feel the need to pick just one market, whether it's Forex, cryptos, futures, or stocks. They just stick to it. And that makes sense, feels manageable. We're told to specialize in order to succeed, but who the heck is telling you to specialize in one market? You know, what if I told you that the skills you develop in one market are transferable to all of them? What if I told you that by trading multiple markets, you diversify your opportunities, you manage your risk more effectively, and you expand your trading potential? What does that mean? The ability for you to make an income within the markets. That's expanded. In this episode, we're going to dive into that. Why the underlying principles of the market are the same, how this has allowed you to trade multiple markets successfully, and the benefits of broadening your horizons beyond just one trading arena. And this is for all of you beginners. If you've just started today, this is for you too. If you fix this now, you can cut years off your time. You might even find pairs or markets that just work better for you and you understand to a greater extent. So, with that being said, you should all be listening to this now with your ears completely open, getting ready to jot it all down. Because the markets are fundamentally the same. That is a truth. At their core, all the markets operate on the same foundational principles of price movement and human psychology. Let's break it down. Supply and demand. Whether you're trading Forex, cryptos, futures, whatever it is, the market is driven by supply and demand. When there are more buyers than sellers, prices go up. When there are more sellers than buyers, prices go down. This basic principle applies universally. So if you're looking at trends in one market and trends in another, they are really just supply and demand shown on the market itself. No difference between any of them. You name me a financial market that is not moved by supply and demand, at least in some capacity, I will say it's not a financial market. That's what I'll be doing. Then, of course, you've got market sentiment. Markets are influenced by fear, greed, speculation, key aspects of human psychology. Patterns like panic selling or euphoric buying are present in every market, making sentiment analysis a transferable skill. Look at the JPY recently, when it was just falling and falling and falling. There was a lot of fear in the market and it kept on falling as a result. You can see the opposite in crypto when you're buying certain coins, because it's euphoric buying, you're pushing it to the moon. Same with stocks with that GameStop. The exact same things happen across all of them. Oh, amazing news for oil comes out, everyone's gonna be buying it. So, another thing that is exactly the same. Technical analysis. Candlestick patterns, support and resistance levels, trend lines, indicators. All of these things work across all of the markets. If you've mastered technical analysis in one market, you can apply it to others with a minimal level of adjustment. Guys, support and resistance is support and resistance in any market. Same with candlesticks. They look exactly the same. And indicators do the exact same job. Then your risk management. I mean, I'm barely going to touch on this. The principles of position sizing, stop losses, and maintaining a risk-reward ratio are universal. Yes, you've got lot size in one. Yes, you've got futures in another. Yes, crypto is slightly different to how you do it, but you still go for similar risk-to-reward ratios. You still have stop losses. You still have take profits, etc. Risk management is realistically the same. And last but not least, volatility and liquidity. While the levels of volatility and liquidity vary between markets, it's absolutely true, the strategies to adapt them remain consistent. For example, a volatile crypto trade might require smaller position size, but the principles behind executing that trade remain the same. This is what I've said to all my mentorees. Crypto markets in comparison to Forex is like driving a manual car. The changing of the gears is the volatility. If I change it into second and I'm going 60 miles an hour, well, we're going to have a problem because that revving is going to be crazy, that volatility. Whereas Forex is like an automatic car. You don't get that volatility. You don't really have to concentrate on it as much. But my strategy works in Forex and crypto. But I have to adjust for the volatility in crypto. But it's the exact same. The exact same stuff goes on between the two. And even more than that, we talked about price action. I know I said that was the last one being the same. It is. Do you think smart money do anything different? They go, well, we're going to do this thing in crypto over here, this thing in Forex, and this thing over here in futures. No, they're just going to do the exact same things across every single market because they can, because no one's going to stop them from doing the exact same thing. And they can do that because they have so much money. Yet SMC traders will go, yeah, I'm just focusing on two pairs in in Forex, Euro-USD and USD-CAD, because I've been told I should only be doing one pair and specializing in one market. What are you doing? You know, what are you doing? Stop. Who is telling you these things? It's ridiculous. Go for multiple markets. If you can trade one pair on Forex, you can trade another. Yes, there are strategies that maybe it works on three or four pairs. That is true. Strategies do that. Maybe it doesn't work in crypto at all. But there are also loads of strategies that do. It just depends on what strategy you have and how you utilize it. Don't hem yourself in. So, in saying that, get into why you should trade multiple markets. Because now we understand how markets share the same foundational principles. Let's talk about why trading multiple markets can be a game changer for you. Number one, diversifying your opportunities. I could stop here, not even explain it. See you later. That's your reason right there. Don't need to talk anymore. That's it. But I digress. I'll go further in. By trading multiple markets, you increase the number of setups and therefore opportunities available to you. For example, if Forex is slow during a particular session or a particular month, like May, you might find high probability trades in the cryptos or futures market. And therefore, you can put Forex in its little box nice on a shelf and go, if you give me something, that's cool. But rather than, because seasonality is a thing, guys, and this really pisses me off, actually, because you can see I'm getting frustrated. People not taking seasonality in account just is crazy. It's basic stuff. There are going to be times for every single market where it starts to drop off, and you've put in your little, you know, your goals halfway through the year, I should make 1% a week. Yeah, maybe that averages out that way. But May, for me, for the past 2 years, has been absolute crap. I don't make any money during that period of time. So instead of just going, oh, I've actually got all these bills that come up in May, the start of every month, but I'm not going to make any money. which means that when May, June comes around, right, you're going to be screwed because you made no money during May. So obviously, the solution to this is to trade a secondary market that might not be dead in May, like the ever volatile crypto markets. Whoa! This diversification allows you to adapt to market conditions. Oh, who'd have thought that? Who would have thought that would have happened? If one market enters a prolonged period of low volatility, you can shift your focus to another one without missing on trading opportunities. Amazing. Incredible. Incredible so far, right? And then you get to reduce overexposure. Again, I could stop here, not talk about it anymore, because these two things in themselves are amazing. Absolutely fantastic. So let's get into it. Sticking to a single market can sometimes expose you to unnecessary risk. For instance, if you're solely trading Forex, I used to do this, and there's a major geopolitical event affecting currency pairs, like maybe an inauguration, for example, that's just happening, your entire portfolio can take a hit. Maybe when the war in Ukraine broke out. Maybe when, the Israel-Palestine conflict was happening. All of these things can have an impact on the markets, right? These things can all happen. So if you stick to one, you can take a hit. By trading across different markets, you spread your risk. A downturn in one market may be offset by gains in another. That is huge. Let me say that again. A downturn in one market may be offset by gains in another. Forex, for whatever reason, isn't doing well for me. Well, lucky I'm trading crypto. So even though I'm going through these losing streaks right now in a couple of my pairs, crypto's doing okay. Yes, it is true. You could possibly go through a downturn in both of them. You could possibly go through an upturn in both of them. One could be good and one could be bad, right? These are things that can happen, yes. But if one is bad, usually the other one is okay. It's doing well, or maybe it's break even. Whatever it is, it just doesn't mean that you are just losing. Yes, you can double your losses. As I said, this is a thing that can happen. Just have a proper risk management and you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Do not worry about it. And then you've got leverage market specific advantages. Each market has its unique characteristics and advantages. Forex offers high liquidity and round-the-clock trading. Crypto provides extreme volatility and growth potential. And really, that's round-the-clock trading as well. That's even on weekends. And futures offers leverages and a wide range of assets like commodities and indices. And if you're with futures brokers, you get no spreads. That's insane. Trading multiple markets allows you to leverage these advantages based on your goals and preferences. Let me break this down for you here. For day trading, specifically down to the half an hour market, I like to use Forex across a lot of different pairs. For crypto, I have high risk accounts to basically either go bust or capitalize on these massive growth potentials. I can risk and earn more there. There's more to it. If you wanted to learn crypto, roadtoforex.com. And then, of course, we can talk about futures, where I am in my scalping section because I get in for no spreads whatsoever and incredibly low commissions, because that's what it's like, on your commodities, which can be extremely positive in terms of trending. I'm a trend trader. That works out better for me than crypto or Forex does. Wow. Leverage market specific advantages. Now, you can also accelerate learning and growth. This is absolutely true. Trading different markets exposes you to a wider variety of conditions, setups, and challenges. This accelerates your learning curve and makes you more of a versatile trader. For example, trading highly volatile crypto markets can improve your ability to manage risk. I know it helped me out. While trading futures can sharpen your focus on technical analysis, 100%, because I can scalp in there. And of course, you can avoid burnout through this. This is a great thing. By focusing on a single market, like what's happened to me in the past, it can become monotonous, leading to burnout or frustration because you can be going through these losing streaks. It's a losing streak on when there's nothing that you can do about it. You don't understand the psychological, or maybe you do, you understand that the psychological effect of losing streaks is huge. So if you've got something to offset that, like I talked about with Adrian, and you're trading a portfolio rather than one market, the effect is huge because my crypto helps my Forex mindset, because even though I'm losing in one, I'm winning in another, so it's not all bad. Really, really important there. I do want to point out this. I was that idiot. I was that guy. So if I'm coming across as holier than thou, just remember, guys, that I've also been this person. I am the original idiot when it comes to this sort of stuff. So please do keep that in mind. I'm saying all of this stuff basically at a younger version of myself and going, Alex, you're a fool. You're a fool. Even though I had no way to know that until someone told me. And now I'm telling you, I'm still looking at myself and going, damn, I could maybe be retired now. You know, like, who knows what could have happened. But anyway, well, we've talked about why you should trade multiple markets, but they are benefits, but you've got even more than that. You've got broader income streams, got adaptability, better risk management, skill development, confident boosts. All of these things can help you, because knowing you're not dependent on a single market for success can boost your overall confidence in how you are going to trade, helping you stay calm and focused, even during challenging market conditions. We've already talked, in terms of skill development, that crypto teaches you one thing, futures teaches you another, Forex teaches you this, so you become an overall better trader. You have to be good at risk management to trade multiple markets. If you're not, you're going to lose. So you're going to get so good at risk management that you'll be in the markets for a very long time. And adaptability and broader income streams, well, that just makes a whole lot of sense without me having to get into it. So in saying that, how do you transition into multiple markets? Because if you're currently just in one market and you want to expand, there's ways to do it and there's ways to completely cock it up. That's just the long and short of it, right? Number one, start small. Don't be a fool. Begin by exploring one new market at a time. Open a demo account to practice trading in that market and get a feel for its unique characteristics. I went in straight away for crypto. I was the fool. I got absolutely manhandled in that market. You've never seen someone lose an account so fast. So what you want to do is, if you are transitioning from Forex to crypto, practice managing crypto's higher volatility in a demo account before risking real capital. And of course, backtest the crap out of it to make sure that it makes sense with your strategy. If you don't do that, then yeah, like actually take a look at yourself, because if you're not thinking, I need to backtest this, there's something wrong. There's something wrong in your brain process that's going on in terms of trading. Now, of course, leverage your existing skills. Remember, the foundational principles of trading remain the same. Use your knowledge of whatever you are good at in the other market. Don't go counter trend trading if you are a trend trader. Use what you already know in this new market, because the skills or the principles are universally the same. If you try something different, you don't. These are all things that I've done. Please don't do it. Of course, a great thing to do is study, right? Study market specific factors that we just talked about. While the basics of trading apply across the markets, each has its unique aspects, as we talked about. Forex, you need to understand macroeconomic factors like geopolitical events. If you're not up to date with news and you don't know what's happening with news or what's going to be coming out there, you need to be aware. Also, smart money with their manipulations, it's a bigger thing. It just is in Forex. I have been a crypto trader for a while. They're definitely in there in crypto, but smart money playgrounds, its original place is Forex. And that is where you're going to see some crazy stuff. In crypto, you should be aware of blockchain technology, news-driven events, and market sentiment. I know I just talked about news. Geopolitical events and news-driven events, they are realistically the same thing, but you've got to figure out what happens with crypto, because it's different to Forex. And obviously market sentiment, because it plays a huge deal here if Elon Musk stands up and he goes, Dogecoin is amazing, then Dogecoin's going to go to the moon. If he stands up and he says, hey, Dogecoin sucks, it's going to go down. So take a look at your market sentiment. Of course, in futures, it's important to understand contract specifications and margin requirements. Take time to study these nuances and incorporate them into your trading approach. Then you just need to adjust your strategies and monitor and evaluate. You do that through backtesting, then you do it through demo for a very short period of time, and then you go live with a very small account. That's what you want to be doing. Finally, these are my thoughts to end this out here. Trading multiple markets isn't about overloading yourself or abandoning the focus required for success. It's about leveraging the universal principles of trading to broaden your opportunities, diversify your risk, and accelerate your growth as a trader. If you're hesitant to step into a new market, remember this. The skills you've already developed are more transferable than you think. By taking small, calculated steps and embracing the similarities between markets, you'll unlock a world of potential that goes far beyond the limitations of a single trading arena. So, do not box yourself in. The principles of trading are universal, and so is your ability to succeed across multiple markets. Take the bloody leap and watch your trading journey transform. For those of you that are sitting there and going, I'm not going to do it, what are you doing? Don't be that person, I'm imploring you. Do remember, guys, that 90% of people fail in the market. So if you think no, welcome to the 90%. It's great to have you there. You're never going to make any money. Well done. You're awesome. If you are sitting there and you're going, oh, I can still do it without it, welcome to the 90%. You are 90%, friends. If you're sitting there and going, I don't want to be the 90%, do this. Take it into account. Move on. Welcome to the 10. Welcome to the 10, because you are. I don't care who you are out there or how you're listening to it. You want to trade one market. You don't want to move. You are the 90%. I'm not here to do this podcast for you. You get to do this or you don't. There is no choice. It is do. I'm telling you to do it. If you don't want to, stop listening to my podcast. I don't want you here. I really don't want you here. I'd rather my numbers go down. Honestly, because I'd rather have 10 people listen to this podcast, we all make a crap ton of money, go retire somewhere together, than have 10,000 people. Road to Forex.com if you want to change your life, guys. Speak to you later. Bye.